Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story this half hour. Chicago's Roman Catholic Cardinal says a priest who was ordained fewer than 4 months ago has been removed from ministry, at least for now, as the Archdiocese investigates allegations of child sex abuse. With our top story, WBBM's Bernie Tavoya.
Cardinal Blaise Supich has sent letters to two parishes where Father Martin Nyberg has served in his relatively brief public ministry, St. Paul of the Cross Church in Park Ridge, where Nyberg was a deacon for nearly a year before becoming a priest, and St. Josephat Church in Lincoln Park, where Nyberg was assigned after he was ordained a priest in mid-May. The cardinal writes that he has difficult news for the parishes, that there are accusations termed child exploitation and child molestation against Father Nyberg that allegedly happened during a public penance service. He says the accusers are being offered help. He also says Father Nyberg strenuously denies the allegations. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Just days after the deadly shooting on board a Blue Line train in Forest Park, another attack has happened near a CTA train. In this case, Chicago police say a 34-year-old man was shot in the back last night near the Logan Square Blue Line. He is expected to survive, though. Police say the alleged gunman is not in custody as they continue to investigate. Chicago aldermen are supposed to assemble today to talk about the ongoing challenge of housing new arrivals sent here from Texas, but not enough alders showed up. And one city council committee chair says something needs to be done about it.
40th Ward Alderman Andre Vasquez was trying to co-chair a hearing between his immigration committee and the city council's housing committee on the challenges of finding housing for migrants. But there weren't enough alderpersons in attendance.
In order for us to be a quorum, we needed 14. And so that would require the adequate amount of alders to be here. I think we were at 11, 12.
Vasquez says one way of addressing this is to count people waiting to attend via Zoom. That's currently against the rules.
I think the other conversation is alders just showing up when they're part of the committee, being here in person and in attendance, right? So I know that some publications do like the grade of the attendance and they do it like every term. Maybe doing it every year might help out.
He'll reschedule the hearing and hope more alders show up then. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Federal agents have reportedly interviewed at least three NFL players who were clients of a suburban Chicago businessman. It's all part of an investigation reportedly focused on his former company's tax and financial consulting services. The Tribune cites recently unsealed search warrants in its reporting on allegations that dozens of pro football players filed false tax returns, citing phony charitable contributions and business losses based on advice from the man's companies. The players allegedly involved have not been named. The businessman has not been charged with a crime. Well, Chicagoans and visitors are getting a taste of Chicago in Grant Park today as the annual food festival returns starting today. WBBM's Brandon Eisen has been sampling the sights and smells and maybe the tastes. He's live on the news line from Grant Park. Brandon?
Thousands of people have already been making their way down the taste gauntlet here on Columbus Drive through Grant Park. And we've had to step out a short distance right now to broadcast with sound blasting from several performance stages set up throughout. Slightly cooler today than we've experienced at outdoor events recently. Many people have brought their sweatshirts. We speak now with Rachel from Soul Taco, and that's S-E-O-U-L.
Soul Taco is like a Korean barbecue mixed with a street Mexican fusion and a taste. We're offering our steak taco, our pork taco, corn elote, and our Korean popcorn chicken.
This fusion from Soul Taco can be found at four locations throughout the city on the south side, west, downtown, and the north side. There is representation here at Taste of Chicago. Dozens of food vendors, large and small, from just about every pocket of the city, going on now through Sunday with small dishes and reasonable prices, allowing festival goers to try several different flavors of the city in one sitting, accompanied by live performances throughout the weekend on several stages. A link to the full schedule and menu can be found through the WBBM website. Taste of Chicago, live in Grant Park, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The head of a local adoption agency says she's heartbroken, but not surprised about news that the Chinese government is shutting down its program that lets Americans and people from other countries adopt Chinese children. WBBM's Jim Goodis talked to her. He's here at the Anchor Desk with that story. Jim.
Lisa, the executive director of the Adoption Center of Illinois, Jane Turner, says China has increasingly limited foreign adoptions in recent years. So when the Chinese government announced it was ending the program,
no one was surprised, but it's very heartbreaking. There are children that were matched with families. They've been trying to get these children here for years, and now they're not going to be able to complete the process. So the reaction was, it's not surprising, but sad.
Turner says her agency has worked with one family for several years to adopt a child from China, and now it's possible that won't happen. While she calls the decision heartbreaking, she says the Chinese government has the right to decide what's best for its children. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The ride should be smoother this winter, but resurfacing on DuSable Lakeshore Drive is going to make for some bumps in the road, especially this weekend.
All northbound lanes of the drive will be closed from Lawrence to Hollywood starting at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. That's the time Bears fans should be getting out of Soldier Field, and Cubs fans may be leaving Wrigley after the game against the Yankees. The Chicago Department of Transportation is resurfacing the north end of DuSable Lakeshore Drive overnights next week and plans to have all lanes reopened by 6 a.m. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Time for sports now, and here's 670 The Score's Mark Grody.
Bears with a fast Friday practice today out here at Halas Hall, Lisa, as they put the final touches on the game plan for Sunday's Soldier Field opener against the Tennessee Titans. Wide receiver Keenan Allen officially questionable for the game because of his heel. Montez Sweat 50-50 as he continues to shake off a toe injury. He's been limited in practice but has been out there. Zach Pickens is out. The young defensive lineman will not play. Darrell Taylor and DeMarcus Walker, both questionable, but it does look like Walker will give it a go, according to what Bears head coach Matt Eberflus was saying, and hopefully keep the momentum strong on this defense.
I think we've been rolling the dice a little bit as far as play calls as I've been here. And obviously I've heard from the guys was saying, you know, or even just looking at some stats where we didn't blitz as much last year. So I would hope that that stays that way, the way he's been calling the calls now. So I always feel like just as a defense, you want to be able to mix up as much as things as we can, especially with as a versatile group that we have. You want to be able to give different looks for that quarterback.
Yeah, the Bears have been doing a lot of that, and that's Kevin Byard going up his ex-team, the Titans, as this Tennessee outfit comes in with a new head coach, new play caller, new defensive coordinator, a bevy of new players about whom we will be discussing throughout this afternoon. Big deal day at Wrigley Field with the return of Anthony Rizzo, the Cubs World Series champion, receiving a standing ovation ahead of his first at-bat, even gave him his old walk-up music, which was really cool. The Yankees, though, leading the Cubs, getting late, 3-0 in the seventh inning. Aaron Judge with an RBI double off of Jordan Wicks, who lasted five innings. Luis Gil has done a number on the Cubs, six shutout innings, allowing just one hit. All Cubs have all day, again, heading into in the seventh inning. White Sox in Boston tonight with Davis Martin on the mound, and the Chicago Sky in the WNBA at the LA Sparks tonight. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670. The Score is Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, Chicago is known for its skyscrapers and architecture, and now you can learn how our city skyline also tells the story of the pioneering women who helped shape it.
The exhibit is called Disruptors, where you can learn, interact, and hear.
We have a mission and a passion for vision-driven architecture.
From the group Chicago Women in Architecture. Eve Feynman is director of exhibitions at the Chicago Architecture Center.
In 1974, a group of practicing female architects got together and realized that through community and mutual support, they could help push each other forward in the industry that was, at the time, really male-dominated.
The exhibit honors that group 50 years later and highlights their accomplishments.
These are all buildings that were designed in part by women in Chicago.
70s theme exhibit on the second floor of the Chicago Architecture Center, running through the fall, inspires everyone to dream big in their careers.
It's supposed to be a really empowering, kind of hopeful exhibition.
Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBB.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.